I'm Jennifer Adams, and the book name is Love Coming Home, Transform Your Environment, Transform Your Life. And my website is jenniferadams.com. And I'm in the home furnishing space. I used to be an interior designer and then transitioned to where now I actually do product development and bring products that are at affordable prices so that everyone can love coming home. And I love to create content so that I don't have to be in their space designing for them, but they actually can figure out how to do it on their own, regardless of their financial level.
We are talking today to Jennifer Adams, and her book is a dessert for the eyes. Love Coming Home, Transform Your Environment, Transform Your Life. It's so nice to, first of all, come home to a place that's clean, but it's even better to come home to a comforting spot or your sanctuary. But how to achieve that is often what stumps us. Do you really think, though, that everybody can achieve a sanctuary?
I do, and I will tell you, no matter if your home is shared with somebody, or if it's rented, or you own it, it doesn't matter. And I came from extremely humble beginnings, like many, and we had everything was made by my mom or given to us. We had nothing, no money to make, to do anything with, and my mom was able to create a home where we could thrive, even though we're away in the country. And so I know firsthand that you can do that. And oftentimes we'll put off our now home where we live, thinking that our next home will be our best home. And that's where we'll take the time and resources to really make it our sanctuary. And so we put off the potential to have our best life where we're living right now. And right now is what matters because it's a platform for the rest of your life.
But watching HGTV, for example, and seeing what stagers can do to homes, no wonder we feel challenged because everything seems so lush and beautiful and new. Is it a wonder that we have difficulty thinking we can do that?
I think HGTV, and I have experience because I was on HGTV on my first place for quite a while.
Oh.
And so I know what goes into those shows. And there is a team and an army behind making each of those homes come to life. And so I think they should be used as inspiration for what your home can look like, but not feeling bad or feeling guilty. And I actually address this in my book, Love Coming Home. We have a lot of holdbacks, thinking I could never get my home to look like that, or that costs too much money, or it would make me go broke, or I'm not talented, I'm not creative enough. And use the shows and use Pinterest and House and all the other beautiful magazines as an inspiration. And actually, I talk in the book about creating vision boards, which vision boards are the springboard for making a lot of my personal dreams come true. But I use them for the home dreams. So let's say you're watching HGTV and you can take a picture of the screen and then print it up, put it on your board for your vision of what you want to achieve. And then I systematically help you figure out how to create that room on your own in your home, wherever you are. Because, and I won't take you through all exactly how to do the vision board right now, but you can create that look. But know that it takes a little bit of time and create your version of that look. And you're never really trying to strive for perfection for somebody else's home, because that's where we all make mistakes in our own home. And if you start by setting an intention for your home, how you want to feel in it, and then also an intention for each single room, so how you want to feel in the room and how you want to use the room, it's like setting a mission statement for your business. Yeah. And it helps you really narrow your focus for the room, because there's so many options, especially when you're watching the shows and looking at the magazines. And then you can really narrow down on where you want to go with your direction.
It's interesting because in thinking back when I first got my own home, I bought a condo, and it was really country was big then. A big oak furniture in those days, the 80s. That was big. But then you evolve over time. So something that you may have liked at age 22 necessarily isn't what you might like at age 42.
Very true. in your home is meant to evolve and grow with you. So I always recommend put your biggest bang for your buck are going to be in your big pieces, like your sofa or your armoire. And those are where if you're going to invest more in those, even if you're buying it from a yard sale, get a nicer quality large piece. And then all the small items like your decorative pillows, even your draperies and your artwork and lamps and coffee tables and end tables, that's where you can really adjust your personality as it grows and as it evolves. And those are the easy elements for you to change out on your own. Even if you take out spray paint and spray paint your lamps and your picture frames, or even take fabric that you love and insert it into the frame you have hanging on your wall, it can give you an entirely new look. And I talk in Love Coming Home about the art of ribboning the color around the room and the art of creating balance as you do, as your personality evolves and changes. And those are the items that really you can express your individuality.
Shouldn't you sort of live with a space?
It makes a huge difference. And paying attention to all your senses in your body, because oftentimes we'll walk into a home and all we think about is visual, but you have six senses in your body if you count your gut feeling, which I think is very important in your home. And so you have all those other senses that have to be taken into account. And when you walk into your home, the thing that I really recommend, if you have the ability to do this, is to take everything out of the space and then look at it with fresh eyes without having any preconceived notion of what needs to be in that space, and then bring each item back in on purpose. And especially with accessories, if you can clear out all the accessories from every area of your house and put one gathering area together for those accessories, and then pick your most important room and bring each piece back on purpose, and don't worry about if you're bringing something from the bedroom and now putting it in the living room. That's okay. Just make sure that it feels good to you in that space. And then the ones that you don't love, just get rid of. But back to your main question, should you be in the space before you start tackling it from a design project? It does make a big difference, because you start by building a room by setting your intention for the room. So let's say you're in your living room, and you want it to be for gathering and relaxing and tranquil. Well, that sets the basis for your color palette even, because then you would want a more soothing color tone. Mm-hmm. And then if part of your intention is to entertain, then you say, okay, how many people do I want to have in this space at any one time? That sets your direction for how many seating surfaces you need to have in that space. And by the way, you can get creative with that. It doesn't all have to be sofa seating. You can do seating cubes and floor pillows, things like that. And then you look further to, okay, who's going to be in that space? Is it going to be my friends drinking wine? Great. Well, then you might want some stain-proof fabric.
Exactly.
Is it going to be, is it going to be my pets, kids, or just me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that really sets the tone for the types of fabrics you use. And then back to tranquil versus exciting, that will also set a tone for the types of pattern that you bring into the room. So once you can be in that space and feel the energy, then you take it a step further and you pay attention to what you hear. And if you're in a city, there's a lot of noise going on. So there are certain ways that you can actually help mask and reduce that noise so that the sounds you bring in are invited and they're on purpose. And you do the same process with every single one of your senses in your body.
A very, very important question, which I never thought was important until I married a man who is very opinionated about internal decor. And sometimes, often, almost always, what am I saying? Almost always, you're going to have different desires than your partner for what the home should look like and feel like. What do you do about that?
Then you go to my chapter 5, collaboration and compromise. And that title is putting it nicely, because I have been in the middle of so many fights. And I'll tell you this, there's something about home decorating and remodeling that can bring out the worst in us. And the thing to remember is it's normal, and it's never really about the sofa. Yeah. It's typically about the way we're raised with furniture. So, for example, I had a client that grew up with plastic covering on the sofa and plastic runners down the hallway, and they believe the living room was for fine entertaining and high tea, where she grew up with the family gathering, kicking their feet up on the coffee table with a big TV and, and fun and laughter. So if you can get to the heart of what drives your motivation for a room, and where your experiences have been in a home, it can quiet a lot of that noise. And then also, sometimes it's just compromise. So, for example, you pick one thing, he picks the other thing. Yeah. But if you do something that really helps cut down the conflict, is figuring out ways to get on the same page. And a magic maker for that is creating a vision board together. Yes. So you have your board out, and I go deeply into how to do that in the book, and even together, whether you have kids, as the family, it's a fun project. And then you start taking magazines and photos you find online and pictures you might take when you're driving down a street and start putting images up there that you like together. And it's amazing how quickly your opinions will start to meld, more so than if you're just in a store saying, well, I like that, or I like this, or I don't like that. So doing some different things to try to bring a commonality to your goals, that really helps too. But you're not alone. Everybody fights. Even if you're moving into your first apartment and trying to pick out towels together, it's amazing what conflict that can bring up.
Actually,
but it can also make you closer.
Well, I was going to say, actually, that is nice to hear, because I was thinking to myself, can this be normal? You know, still with my husband, we've been married many years. He has a recliner in the basement, and we have a finished basement down there. But the recliner is not going in our den, which is all full of modern furniture. It's comfy. It's our dog gets up on the couch. But the recliner is not going to fit in with modern furniture. But
no.
I said, I'm not against a recliner, but it has to be a modern-ish recliner. And do you know, after shopping a very short time, we found one, and now he's thrilled. So,
See, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's the epitome of compromise. And then you are happy, and he's happy, and there is always a solution. Always.
Yeah.
It's just a home decor project. There's always some way. I'm proud of you guys. Good job.
Thank you. Any a bit of advice or anything that you want to mention as we conclude?
You know, I will say this. Oftentimes we're so intimidated to just get started because we see all the beautiful images out there and we think we're not worthy, we're not deserving, we couldn't afford it, you're not the creative type. Just get started. Action conquers fear, and your home is where your best life has the potential to begin, no matter where you live. So just get started and make your space a place where you can thrive.